The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, the temperatures have fallen finally in North Texas. As much as it makes it feel more of the season, for some, it only makes things tougher. Communities and schools of the Dallas region helps our students thrive in areas they may otherwise. And you can find communities and schools in actually 14 different area school districts supporting our at-risk kids. They're hosting their annual holiday drive, and they need the help of our KRLD listeners. They are currently collecting everything from coats to socks, gloves. Joining us on the KRLD Afternoon News is Kristen Kelly. She is their Chief Advancement Officer. Thank you so much for the time today.
Hi, Kristen. Thanks so much for having me on.
So why is this coat drive so important, in particular this year?
So Communities and Schools of the Dallas region works with at-risk youth across, as you said, so many school districts in six counties of North Texas. We have a pretty large footprint, and we serve over 10,000 students with individualized case management through social workers and mental health services. So that's a lot of students and a lot of kids. And as we approach these colder temperatures, a big part of the work that we do on campuses beyond providing support in academics, attendance, and behavior is helping students and families with basic needs. So a lot of times when a student or a family, they come to the school, they're looking for additional ways that they can gain help in their household. And part of that is access to clothing, access to uniforms, and this time of the year, it's access to coats, jackets, scarves, gloves, hats, warm weather items, and even some basic need items such as socks and underwear. So we want to be that first stop shop where families know that the school is a place of safety and support for a student. They can also work with us to gain the items needed for their family.
How do families find out about what items you have and be able to say, this is what we need?
Absolutely. So in our program, our students come to our site coordinator is the internal terminology for our staff. With our site coordinators in schools providing one-on-one services to students, it allows us to then connect with families. And so our families are aware of our service plan that we provide, and that allows them to ask questions about what resources may exist. And so when we are working with students, we can share, hey, we have these basic hygiene items. We have these snack or food items and kits that we can send home, as well as, hey, we're doing a big coat drive. We have these warm weather items that we can provide directly to you. What size do you need? What color does your student like? And we'll get them what will make them feel confident walking into school and, of course, keep warm.
Sometimes it's hard to ask for help. How is it the message and these gifts received from your clients?
We feel that the need is so great and families are so grateful to be able to have additional items that they can pull from because kids grow so quickly, right? As soon as they get one coat or a pair of shoes, they're out of them. And so this allows a student who does not have that item as the cold snap comes through, right, to be able to have it immediately. Walking into school, we see a lot of kids with short sleeves or shorts on. And of course, our site coordinators can say, oh, okay, you need a jacket. It's 40 degrees outside. It's 45 degrees outside. Let's make sure when you leave today that you have this basic item that is going to be important to keep you warm, whether at the bus stop or jumping in your car, knowing that students are going to be out and about that night. And of course, the next morning coming back to school.
Yeah, this is the time of year where for a lot of people, for a lot of families, it tends to be a bit of wretched excess. People asking for dozens and dozens of different Christmas presents, say, for example, if a family can afford it. But for a family that is in need, what's a great Christmas for them?
Right. It looks different dependent on the family in so many of our cases. Because we work in so many different areas, we're in urban schools, we're in rural schools, we're in suburban areas, it really can be different. There are families that tell us, hey, just having access to food over the holidays is our greatest need. That's certainly the most important thing we're considering because we are making choices between paying bills and paying for groceries. And then we also have families that they have the capacity to maybe take care of the basic household items, but they don't have access to those things that their kids may expect to see under the tree because kids in their classroom do get that opportunity. So we try to work with each family and say, what can we do? How can we help you? That's the greatest, I think, value of communities and schools of the Dallas region is that we truly work one-on-one with every family to understand what their greatest needs are and how we can support the household, but then directly to the student, what's going on? Are they failing a class? Is there a subject that they're really challenged by? Mm-hmm. It also could be the state mandated STAR testing.
Oh yeah.
And that they're not passing those things. So we work one-on-one with students with testing prep, anxiety groups to help workshop around some of the challenges with testing anxiety, or it could just be helping the student understand what the testing prep is with so many ESL students that we also support. Sometimes just being able to work alongside the school and help them understand this is how this student's going to be able to interpret and understand the key aspects of this testing. So we're very individualized, and I would say that that's our greatest and most unique area.
Yeah, it's a very personalized touch, it sounds like. And we have some incredible listeners who want to be able to support you all in your mission. What specific items are you looking for through the donations, and what is the timeline? Because we know the end of the year is approaching quickly.
Yes, thank you for asking. So on our website, which is cisdallas.org, we have on our homepage a holiday drive section that showcases a couple of ways to support. One, you can make a cash donation that goes through our donation page, gives you a tax receipt for end of year giving. And it allows us to purchase the greatest need items, which are those coats and jackets and those snack packs and hygiene kits. So we're able to utilize the funding you provide same day to put into a purchase that goes to a school next day. There's also an Amazon wish list for those who love to shop. And I know that Black Friday, Cyber Monday are over, but there's still lots of deals to be found. You can also on our wish list see coats and jackets and fun things that kids will enjoy that you can purchase directly and have shipped to our office. And then that allows us to take those items upon delivery and take them to the schools where students will immediately have access to them. Or if it's a business that's listening, or perhaps like a book club or a group that is interested in making a difference at end of year through maybe a holiday party they're hosting or something they want to do in their community. We have a lot of groups, a lot of corporate groups that will host a drive for snacks or hygiene items, and then they pack them on their corporate campus or business campus or within that small group. And then they can put a word of encouragement through a note into those little packets and drop them with us. And we distribute them to families so they have them for the holiday season. So deadline for these items before Christmas is December 16th. That allows us to put them into the hands of students and families before they go on break from the school. Or if you are hearing this after the holiday season, we accept things throughout January because that's really our coldest month in North Texas. And we know that a lot of kids will either lose their coat or grow out of their coat or may not have gotten one yet. So we want to continue the drive through the end of January. So we'll accept all items from listeners through January 31st, 2025.
Anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
We're just so grateful for those who help to support the work that we do in schools currently. It's so challenging for students who are struggling with a myriad of issues. And again, because we are there day in and day out with an embedded site staff on campus, we're able to be the first line of response for so many students. So by being able to support the work that Communities and Schools does, it impacts the lives of the students pre-K through 12th grade across our region.
Kristen Kelly, Chief Advancement Officer of the Communities and School of the Dallas Region, right here on KRLD. Thank you so much for the time.